Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR Boston.
Think about the last time you felt grumpy and you were in a downright bad mood. When we have our grouchy pants on, it can be tough to take them off and snap out of it. As we'll hear in today's tale, sometimes we need a little bit of help. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today, our story is called Tiddalik Drinks Up. Versions of this tale originally come from the Aboriginal people of Australia. Some really great folks came together to bring you our adaptation of this folktale, including Isaac Wang, star of the feature film Clifford the Big Red Dog. So circle around, everyone, for Tiddalik Drinks Up. Back in the oldest of olden times, long before people roamed the earth, there lived a frog named Tiddalik. Tiddalik was very different from the frogs you see today, because Tiddalik was big. So big, he towered over the trees, over the hills, he even towered over the mountains. In fact, Tiddalik was so big that when he let out a ribbit, it echoed for miles. And when he hopped from place to place, the ground beneath him trembled. The other thing about Tiddalik is that, well, he wasn't very nice. He was constantly grumpy. The other animals tried being friendly with him, like leaping, jumping kangaroo.
Good morning, Tiddalik.
Oh, please.
Web-footed, duck-billed platypus.
Beautiful day, isn't it, Tiddalik?
Not from what I can tell.
And spiky, quill-covered echidna.
Hiya, Tiddalik. What's up?
My temper. That's what's up.
Well, one morning, when Tiddalik awoke, he was feeling especially grouchy because he realized he was also incredibly thirsty.
Ugh. Somehow this morning I am downright parched. My mouth is as dry as unbuttered toast. I need a drink.
So Tiddalik went bounding to the nearest river and began to drink. He drank so much, the river went completely dry. And yet,
I am still thirsty.
So he drank up another river. Then another. Until all the rivers were empty. And yet,
I am still thirsty.
So Tiddalik went about drinking up all the ponds, the lakes, even the oceans, until at last,
I am no longer thirsty.
But he was still grouchy. And what's worse, now that he had guzzled up all the rivers, ponds, lakes, and oceans, there wasn't one drop of water left in the entire world. Not a one. But Tiddalik didn't care. With his bubbled-up belly swollen with water, he closed his gigantic eyes, then went to sleep. As you can imagine, when the other animals discovered that all the water of the world was gone, they were in a tizzy.
Oh, dear! The earth has turned into a desert, all dusty and sandy.
The fish have nowhere to swim. The animals have nothing to drink.
And the air is so dry. Without water evaporating from the ponds, lakes, rivers, and oceans, we'll never have rain again.
The animals knew they were in trouble. They would never survive unless they did something, and did it fast. What do you think the animals will do? What would you do if you were one of the animals? We'll find out what happens after a quick break.
Support for the Circle Round podcast comes from Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that lets you find candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/CircleRound. That's Indeed.com/CircleRound. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm Rebecca Shear. Welcome back to Circle Round. Today our story is called Tiddalik Drinks Up. Before the break, a grouchy, gargantuan frog named Tiddalik was so thirsty, he drank up all the ponds, lakes, rivers, and oceans on Earth. The animals knew they wouldn't last long without water. Then Kangaroo had an idea.
I say, we talk to Tiddalik. Tell him to give all the water back.
But Platypus and Echidna weren't so sure.
Oh, come now, Kangaroo.
How could Tiddalik possibly give the water back?
It's all locked up in his belly.
His jumbo belly.
The animals fell quiet as they pondered and puzzled over their dilemma. Until a voice broke the silence.
I know what to do.
The other animals looked around, and who should they see slinking out of a dry, sandy riverbed but slithery, slippery eel?
Look, everybody. If we want to get all the water of the world out of Tiddalik, I say we make him laugh.
Kangaroo, Platypus, and Echidna cocked their heads.
Make him laugh?
Nobody's ever seen Tiddalik laugh.
But even so, how would making him laugh bring back the water?
It's simple. If we make Tiddalik laugh, not only will Mr. Grouchy Pants cheer up for once, but he'll totally lose control. He'll lose hold of the water. The water will come flowing out of his mouth, and the rivers, ponds, lakes, and oceans will be full again. So, what do you say?
The other animals thought for a moment.
Well, I can do some pretty funny tricks.
And I can make some pretty funny sounds.
And I can tell some pretty funny jokes.
That's the spirit. Let's head on over to where Tiddalik is sleeping and give it a try.
So, they did. When they reached the hulking, slumbering frog, Kangaroo hopped up and down on Tiddalik's belly until he woke up.
Ah! Hey! What was that? Who's there? Can't you see I'm trying to sleep?
Yes, Tiddalik. And we're sorry, but we thought you might want to see this.
Kangaroo jumped to the ground and began leaping this way and that. She leaped high. She leaped low. She even did a series of backflips.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Then she bounded into the air one last time.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Before pretending to slip and tumble right on her backside. As Kangaroo grinned and got back to her feet, Platypus, Echidna, and Eel doubled over with laughter. Tiddalik, on the other hand, did not. He didn't even blink. So Platypus spoke up.
Okay, Tiddalik, so maybe acrobats aren't your cup of tea. But check out what I can do.
Platypus opened his flat black bill, then started making sound. After sound. After sound. Each one more hilarious than the next. When he was done,
kangaroo, echidna, and eel were laughing so hard they nearly toppled over. Tiddalik, on the other hand, did not. He didn't even crack a smile. So, Echidna piped up.
All right, Tiddalik. So maybe you're more of a joke guy, huh? If so, I've got just the thing for you. Listen up. What do you get when you cross a frog and a bunny? Huh? Any guesses?
A bunny rabbit!
Okay, I see everybody laughing except for you, which is weird because most frogs rarely get upset. And do you know why? Because they eat what bugs them. Once again, I'm sensing you are not amused. So, how about this one? What kind of music do frogs like best? Hip-hop?
Kangaroo, platypus, and eel were in stitches. Tiddalik, on the other hand, was not.
Look, you pesky critters. I don't know what you're trying to do, but how about you do it somewhere else? I'm going back to sleep.
And with that, he closed his enormous eyes and returned to dreamland. Kangaroo, platypus, and echidna didn't know what to do, so they turned to eel.
Well, eel, what now?
Our attempts at making Tiddalik laugh failed.
Maybe there's something you can do.
As Eel gazed into his friend's sad eyes, the wheels in his brain began to turn and turn until...
I've got it. Look, not everyone laughs at acrobatics or silly sounds or even jokes. But what's the one thing in the world that makes everybody crack up? The one thing that makes their laughter come bubbling up and pouring out, and there's nothing they can do about it.
The animals shot Eel a blank stare.
You got me, Eel. What is the one thing that makes everybody crack up?
Tell us, please.
Oh, I'll do you one better. I won't tell you.
Eel began slithering toward Tiddalik.
I'll show you.
Next thing the animals knew, Eel slithered right up to Tiddalik's jumbo belly, then began to tickle it.
Gotcha, gotcha, go, gotcha, go.
Eel used his entire slick, slippery body, wriggling and wiggling this way and that. He twisted and twitched.
Gotcha, gotcha, go.
He squirmed and shimmied.
Gotcha, go.
And in no time at all, Tiddalik woke up and began to laugh. His laughter grew and grew and grew. And as those belly laughs came bubbling out of Tiddalik's mouth, do you know what else came bubbling out too? You guessed it. Water. Streams of water cascaded down Tiddalik's body and spread all over the earth, back into the rivers, the ponds, the lakes, and oceans. And before long, the world wasn't dusty or sandy anymore. It was moist and green. I can't say that's the last time Tiddalik woke up in a foul mood, but it was the last time he drank up all the water. Because he knew if he did, Little Eel would see to it that the frog laughed his head off and the water out. Now it's your turn. What's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you? Something that made you laugh your head off? Reach out to someone you have fun with, a family member or friend, and tell them your story. Then ask them to talk about a time they laughed and laughed. ¶¶ week's story, Tiddalik Drinks Up, was adapted by me, Rebecca Shear. It was edited by Amory Sievertson. Our original music and sound design is by Eric Shimalonis. Our artist is Sabina Hahn. Want to color while you listen? Sabina has drawn a black and white picture to go with every Circle Round story. Grown-ups, you can find our coloring pages on our website, wbur.org/circleround. While you're there, you can nab some Circle Round swag, including our t-shirt, coloring book, soundtrack, tote bag, and water bottle. Special thanks to this week's actors, Theodore Chin, Anthony Palmini, Erica Rose, Dawn Ursula, and Isaac Wang. Kids, check out Isaac in the feature film, Clifford the Big Red Dog. Our featured instrument this week was the didgeridoo. You can learn more about this wind instrument first played by Aboriginal peoples in Australia 40,000 years ago and see a picture on our website. Again, that's wbur.org/circleround. Want to help us spread the Circle Round word? Please give us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app and tell your friends to subscribe to the show. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling around with us. One of the best things about creating Circle Round is hearing from listeners like you. Circle Round fans have been telling us about their favorite Circle Round stories, and we're excited to share some of their voices with you.
My name is Kai, and I live in Toronto, California. And my favorite story is Fiona and Fairies, and I like the part when the fairy says, "What do you mean, Fiona?"
My name is Rie, and I live in Brooklyn, New York. My favorite Circle Round is the Persimmon Sisters because I like the part when one of the sisters thinks her sister is a ghost.
My name is Kenya. I come from Anchorage, Alaska, and my favorite Circle Round story is the Laughing Canoe, and I like when it sprouts a face.
Hi, my name is Cora. I'm from Wisconsin. My favorite Circle Round is Nelson the Troll. I like the part when she gives the food out to everyone. Bye.
My name is Olin. I live in Pleasant Hill, California. And my favorite story is Enchant Paintbrush because I like the part that when the woman gets her enchanted paintbrush.
Hey, my name is Eli, and I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina, and my favorite story is Three-Legged Pot. My favorite part is when the Three-Legged Pot says, "Time to skip and skip."
Did someone mention an episode you missed? No problem. You can find every single Circle Round story on our website. That's wbur.org/circleround, or wherever you and your grown-ups get your podcasts.